This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Thank the members of the media for joining us today for on Chippewa Street in the heart of downtown's entertainment district for a very important announcement related to public safety and quality of life here in downtown Buffalo. I'm joined today by Fillmore District Council Member Mitch Nowakowski, B District, Buffalo Police Department, B District Chief Tommy Champion, Chris Ring, President of the Chippewa Alliance. They'll all be speaking. You will hear from all of them. We are also joined today by a number of other board members of the Chippewa Alliance. Connor Hawkins, Lisa Zaccanino, Dave Metz, Derek Paradowski, and Ethan Grant. We're also joined by Jay Mano, the owner of a number of establishments down here in this corridor. And I want to thank and acknowledge the other participating business owners that are part of the Chippewa Alliance, who on a daily basis are working to ensure that this entertainment district is of the highest caliber for people to come down and enjoy. So I want to thank all the different business owners that take part in that. As I've said a number of times, everyone has heard me say that public safety is a top priority of my administration. We need to ensure that safety of residents and all visitors down here in this corridor is of utmost importance. It's essential to a successful Chippewa and a successful Buffalo. And as warmer weather approaches, you're going to see more people out, more vehicular traffic coming through this corridor, more people, pedestrian traffic as well. But I can tell you that very early on, starting as mayor, we began meeting with our small business owners, our large business owners, talking our different stakeholders throughout downtown Buffalo, talking to them about what downtown needs. What can we do to help? We wanted to talk to them and hear about the challenges that they're facing, but also some of the successes that they're experiencing, so we could build upon them. That is why we're announcing today a partnership between the City of Buffalo, the Buffalo Police Department, and the Chippewa Alliance, that starting this weekend and continuing through Labor Day, the City of Buffalo will implement street closures here on Chippewa from Delaware Avenue to Franklin Street from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. every Friday and Saturday night. This action is about safety for the patrons, for the business owners, for the employees at all the various establishments, motorists, and as well as the men and women of the Buffalo Police Department who patrol Chippewa on a weekly basis. By reducing vehicular traffic during those peak hours in this corridor, we're creating a pedestrian-friendly environment that's safer, more walkable, and better suited for a nightlife activity and beneficial to all the restaurants and bars down here in this area. It's about creating a more enjoyable experience for everyone who chooses to come down to downtown Buffalo and spend their nights on Chippewa. I can tell you that we're well aware of some activities that have taken place at certain establishments impacting the area and quality of life down here on Chippewa as of late. At my direction, the city of Buffalo, leadership from the Buffalo Police Department's B District, met earlier this week with owners of a certain establishment to address some of those concerns. Following those discussions, which included some restrictions and some criteria that must have been met in order for that establishment to reopen, that owner has voluntarily agreed to close temporarily. They've indicated while closed, they will work with the City of Buffalo to modify their operation, as well as work on an enhanced safety and security plan before they reopen, and that would be required before they reopen. I want to commend the ownership of that establishment for working with the City of Buffalo and understanding my administration's focus on public safety and accountability and our shared commitment to improving operations at their establishment and helping achieve the environment we're all aiming for here on Chippewa so that we have the highest quality of life for people throughout this district. One of our partners in this endeavor and someone who represents this area and is obviously concerned about things that have taken place recently, but also wants to ensure that Chippewa is a thriving, contributing component to the downtown scene, is Fillmore District Councilmember Mitch Nowakowski. And I'd like to welcome him to the podium for a few minutes.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor. And I'm going to take this in two parts. So representing Chippewa is truly a blessing. I mean, it's an entertainment district, and in thriving urban areas, they have entertainment districts that are safe, productive, and also vibrant. But public safety is key to that. And so it's important that not only we provide a safe environment, but we provide one that has vitality. Nightlife economy is a part of Buffalo's economy overall. So we need to make sure that we're not only supporting local businesses, but we're making sure that we're keeping our entertainment district safe. The second is, along with the Buffalo Police and the mayor, we are aware of the concerns that we have here on Chippewa during certain times and hours throughout our week. I'm going to state this plainly. Come down here and come correct, or don't come at all. The fact is that we want to keep Chippewa safe, productive, and vital, and vibrancy to keep the City of Buffalo moving and our downtown core not only productive, but contributing to the overall health of the City of Buffalo. So there is no tolerance from the City of Buffalo for those that want to come down here and engage in parking lot parties or disruptions, fights, or anything at all. If you do, you'll have interactions with the Buffalo Police. There is no holistic approach to people who want to come down here and be a catalyst for violence or disruption. The City of Buffalo, with the mayor behind us, we have the chief, we have DPW, we have the Chippewa Alliance, we're all coming together to make this a thriving and productive and vital part of downtown's core. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Another tremendous partner in this endeavor is the Chippewa Alliance. This is a wonderful group of business owners and other stakeholders down here in this area that, like I said earlier, work on a daily basis to make sure that this corridor is thriving. It's an economic engine for the City of Buffalo and, you know, something that contributes to the overall quality of life here in the city. And the president of that organization of the Chippewa Alliance is Chris Ring. I'd like to welcome him to the podium.
Thank you, Mayor. I appreciate you guys having me here. I think the good thing that we're looking at right now is Chippewa's busier than ever. We have five hotels within a one-block radius. We have a beautiful, you know, renovated convention center. We have tons of guests coming in from out of town. So having the administration with the mayor's office, Councilman Mitch Nowakowski and Buffalo PD, be more proactive than reactive and address the growing concerns of just the massive amount of people that are coming down to Chippewa and putting safety first is just refreshing. You know, I've been down at Chippewa since 2018. I've been the president for the last 4 years, and we've worked with prior administration on these similar issues. And sometimes it's taken a little bit longer to react. We've closed the street down in the past. Usually that hasn't happened until the end of July. And by that, the crowds have already kind of grown a little bit out of control, and it was a little cumbersome to kind of take the streets back. I think what we're doing now, taking this proactive approach, still welcoming people to come down to Chippewa, but letting them know that it's a safe environment for our staff, the patrons that are coming down to the street. We want them to enjoy all the bars and restaurants that are in this district and know that, you know, we have the backing from the Buffalo Police Department and the mayor's office and are basically ensuring the safety of all the guests coming down to this district. So we're super excited. We're looking forward to, you know, this phase one kind of taking part, looking forward to the future of Chippewa and all the things that come, whether it's different activations, bringing people down here on the off hours of Chippewa, not just the 10 p.m. to 4 a.m., but creating different events and things for the public to do that gets them down here trying the new bars and restaurants in what's considered the off hours. So I want to thank the administration again. We're looking forward to a great summer.
Thank you, Chris. Another tremendous partner, obviously an essential partner, and this is the Buffalo Police Department. And B District Chief Tommy Champion has done a phenomenal job coordinating this effort with the different business owners and others involved down here. And I'd like to welcome the chief to the podium for a minute now. Thanks, Chief.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to thank Mayor Scanlon for his leadership and partnership on this initiative. I'd also like to recognize Chris Ring, who's the president of the Chippewa Alliance, and Fillmore District Councilmember Nowakowski, for his support and collaboration. The Buffalo Police Department is taking proactive measures to keep people safe while they enjoy the Chippewa Entertainment District and all that it has to offer. These temporary closures are designed to ease congestion, reduce risks, and create a safer, more pedestrian-safe nightly environment. Working with business owners, the Buffalo Police Department has been working closely with all of our business owners and club owners in the district to ensure the proper safety and safety measures are put in place. Patrons of any age must follow the city's rules, our regulations, our ordinances while in the Chippewa Entertainment District. These rules will be actively enforced by our Buffalo Police Department members throughout the summer, and we'll have detail officers assigned to these posts on the Chippewa District. This is a true team effort. This is something that we do collaboratively, that we work together through communication and through cooperation, and we do it to have one goal, to make a safer and more enjoyable Chippewa District for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks, Chief. So, you know, Ed, what you heard from everyone is this is a partnership. This is a coordinated effort, and it's happening in partnership with my administration, with the police department, with the councilman's office, the Chippewa Alliance, and everyone else down here to make sure that our message is clear. To everyone who comes down to Chippewa should have the opportunity to deserve a safe, fun, welcoming experience. And to those that want to jeopardize that experience, it's whether it's a visitor, a patron, or a business owner, it's not going to be tolerated. So again, I want to thank the different partners here for making this happen. And with that, we can open it up to any questions.
There are a series of incidents in a local bar owner voluntarily closing their establishment temporarily. Can you expand? What are those series of incidents and which local bars voluntarily closing?
Yeah, last week, I think everyone's aware of an incident that took place out here, a large incident that spilled over. Some people were injured ultimately from it. We've seen other incidents in the past, so we want to be proactive. We don't want anything to get too out of hand, so the City of Buffalo brought police department permits and inspections, and the owner of that establishment, and had a conversation with him about the incidents that have taken place. We're very clear that certain things were going to have to happen for them to continue to operate. So they agreed to close temporarily while they addressed those concerns and put a safety plan in place. And before they reopen, we'll require that all those are in place.
What was that large incident and which establishment?
Yeah, I think you're aware there's a large fight out here last week. Was it last week? That spilled out into a parking lot over here. Ultimately, some people seriously injured. Came out of
what was that?
Vintage room.
Out of the vintage room.
Yeah. Vintage room. Really
yes.
Vintage room.
Yes.
The one temporarily closed.
Correct.
And what do they need to do, sir, to keep open? You said they had you guys basically had a come to Jesus moment.
Yes.
In some terms, what do they need to do to reopen?
Well, they have to make sure that their operation is safe for everyone involved, first and foremost. It's not the first incident that has taken place there. So we're requiring an enhanced security plan from them. Talk to them about a number of different things. The police department will continue to talk to them. And before we're comfortable with them reopening, we were going to tell them you can't reopen until you do these things. But the owner came in, had conversation with my administration, police, and everyone, and agreed he wouldn't open back up until he's takes care of these things. Well, we're going to continue to have conversations to them to make sure that's part of that security plan, making sure they're IDing people properly, everything like that. And before they're reopened, we'll make sure that their security plan's put in place.
Speaking of IDs, if I may,
yeah.
I know you're everywhere. I see your commercials on my Facebook page. In Rochester last fall, they have a similar entertainment district. It's called East End. They took the step of kind of blocking them off, and not just the vehicle.
Yeah.
And they check backpacks are not allowed.
Yeah.
Is there any discussion about that, Mayor? Has it gotten to the point where...
Yeah, you know, as Chris mentioned, this is kind of phase one of doing things down here. We want to make sure we're doing everything we can to make sure that this entertainment corridor is as safe and user-friendly as possible so people can come down here and enjoy downtown Buffalo. So we've had those conversations. We'll continue to have conversations to do whatever we have to as city government to make sure people can come down here and enjoy themselves.
Mayor, I'm curious. I know this is really an ongoing discussion
Well, you know, it's all about partnerships, and I talk about that all the time and talking to different owners down here, the leadership at the Chippewa Alliance. These are people who own businesses here, and it impacts their bottom line, their operations. It impacts the city of Buffalo overall, and it's something that none of us want to see happen. So in collaboration with them, had a conversation and said, you know, maybe it's time to do this, and happy to implement that with them.
Typically, the number of officers ranges based on need. We also collaborate with the Chippewa Council to find out what type of events they're having that day. It can vary from night to night, depending on what's going on in the city, depending on how much the manpower is that we can allot, and depending on stretching the manpower between the different entertainment districts. So it can vary. I can't give you a minimal number, and I don't want to, you know, pigeonhole us to just one singular number, but it's going to vary, but you're going to see an increase in presence overall in Chippewa over the months as it gets warmer. Right.
Because I don't think many people exactly know what happened.
Gotcha. So there was a fight call at Vintage Room over the weekend. This happened on 5/26, a little bit after 12 a.m. There was a fight call that spilled out from Vintage Room into the streets and I believe into the area, the general area across the street from the area. Originally, it was reported that we had a couple of individuals who were stabbed. The stabbing wounds were said to be non-life-threatening. Our detectives immediately responded that night, gathering photo evidence, and our photo evidence team also responded, and they are actively investigating the incident. But as of that time period, the complainants were not cooperative.
So two people were stabbed?
As of right now, I believe we've got three.
Three that were stabbed?
Correct. All non-life-threatening, and some of the further details are still being investigated as far as the object and the means.
And they're okay, the victims?
All non-life-threatening, everyone seems to be okay as of right now.
Can you help me understand better this step and just what it does to do the same thing? I mean, other than preventing someone who's maybe drunk and staggering and not being affected by a passing car, it seems to me the problems you describe are all rooted in
Well, I think Chippewa is a large draw, right? You get a lot of people driving down Chippewa during the active hours. You get a lot of congregation, people wanting to congregate in the streets, and obviously that congregation can lead to issues. If there are too many people in front of the bar establishments, if there are too many people congregating in one area, oftentimes it leads to tensions and conflict. So we want to make sure that we protect this area, that we keep it blocked off from traffic, to keep people flowing as far as the people that are walking, going into the businesses. The cars aren't going by and getting stuck in traffic. It causes congestion when people stop and they slow down as they're trying to see what's going on in the different active environments. Obviously, we want to keep that traffic away and keep it and deter it around the area so that the Chippewa area is open and it's more safe for the residents and protected.
Are there additional costs associated with this? Or no, you'll have the usual complement of cops that you're paying for anyway?
I don't know that... as of right now, if there will be additional costs, but we are expecting to have to be pretty much relying on the resources that we have, but also adding to them as necessary, as need dictates, as the summer goes on.
Will there be a physical barrier of some sort while the stretch is closed off? Will there be vehicles crossing the road? I mean, what are you doing to prevent a car from trying to turn down here?
Well, the conversations that we've had initially were to use, we were using bicycle racks, but there are possible additions to that might come in the future. But as of right now, we've been utilizing bicycle racks in our planning, and we're going to plan to utilize those for the time being.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.